This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 392 for Friday, May 14th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are pushing higher on Friday after steep losses incurred yesterday. However, gains have cooled off somewhat from earlier highs. After starting the day lower, the July contract is up $14.50 at $871.80 per ton. New crop November is up $5.30 at $742.20 per ton. A trader says the longs are moving out of the July contract and rolling into November. The shorts, he says, are covering July for now, but are not wanting to stick around until delivery. As the Canadian dollar regains the strength it lost on Thursday, it's not holding back canola, but chipping away at the Canadian oilseeds gains. The loonie is at 82.56 U.S. cents this afternoon, compared to Thursday's close of 82.3. Alberta Agriculture reports seeding progress across the province is at 31.5% complete as of May 11th. That's up from 13.5% the previous week. Rain is in the forecast in varying amounts across the United States' southern and northern plains. The south could see up to 5 inches of rain in the next week, with lighter amounts in the north. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports a private sale of 1.36 million tons of corn to China. Delivery is to be during the coming marketing year. River traffic on the Mississippi is moving again after the U.S. Coast Guard determined it was safe to do so. After a severe crack was found in the Hernando de Soto Bridge in Memphis, all road and water traffic was halted. As of today, 60 vessels and more than 1,000 barges were waiting for the go-ahead. Ukraine estimates its 2021-22 grain crop is to be more than 75 million tons, up 10 million from last year. France reports the condition of its soft wheat rates 79% good to excellent, holding from last week. Datagro estimates that about 15% of the coming Brazil soybean crop has already been sold. That's down from the approximately 28% this time last year. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Friday. The July contract is up 2 cents at $15.86 per bushel. July soy oil is up 1.8 cents at 67.58 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal is down $2.90 at $4.18.50 per hundredweight. Corn futures are weaker on Friday, with the July contract plummeting 31 cents at $6.44 per bushel. Chicago oats are lower, with the July contract down 4 cents at $3.68. Wheat futures are steady to higher on Friday, with Chicago July gaining 6 cents at $7.07. Kansas City July is unchanged at $6.58. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis July is up a half cent at $7.42. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday, May 14th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.